Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Developer Advocate, and Happy New Year! I am so glad to be back. And I apologize for the lack of TWC 9 episodes the month of December, but between the Ignite tour and the holiday vacation, it just wasn't possible. I actually did try to record some episodes of TWC 9 while I was in both Berlin and Brazil, but it really didn't work out. So maybe someday I'll include the outtakes of those poor attempts in a blooper reel someday. All right, but enough of all of that. We have got a ton of stuff to catch up on, so let's get into this week's dev news. So first up, just a reminder that Microsoft Ignite, the tour, is alive and kicking, and we've already been to Berlin and Sao Paulo, and we have a bunch of stops coming up this month, including Toronto, Singapore, Tel Aviv, and Milan. And I'll actually be at the Tel Aviv event, so if you see me, please say hello. And as a side note, so many Channel 9 viewers said hello to me in Berlin and Sao Paulo, and it was great to meet people who watch our videos. So links to information on the various tour dates and locations for Microsoft Ignite, the tour, are in the show notes and description down below. Now, next up, since it is a new year, let's revisit some of my favorite year-end recap posts that I've seen across the web. So first up, friend of the show, Jeff Fritz, aka C-Sharp Fritz, has a post up on his blog about his year in review and what he learned in 2018. And Jeff does a lot of streaming of his coding on Twitch, and I really appreciated his insights into what he learned over last year, especially with streaming. And speaking of C#, 2018 was a massive year for .NET, like truly massive, from the announcement of .NET Core 3.0, C# 8, and more. And the .NET Foundation put up a blog post a few days ago summarizing everything that happened in December, where even more stuff happened, including open membership to the .NET Foundation, meaning that everyone in open source is invited to take a more active role in the foundation and ecosystem, and a new corporate sponsorship program for the .NET Foundation. But on the code side, we saw the release of .NET Core 2.2, the first preview of .NET Core 3.0, the open sourcing of all the Windows desktop frameworks, including WPF, WinUI, and WinForms, and a bunch of new projects. So a lot of this stuff was announced at Microsoft Connect, and I've got a link in the show notes and description, not just to the .NET Foundation year in review, but a whole overview of what was announced at Connect in case you missed it. And over on the Azure blog, there's a great post summarizing the biggest IoT stories of 2018, so links are down below. And in some open source news that hit right before the holidays, Microsoft has open sourced a Microsoft research project known as Trill, as in processing a trillion events a day. And so Trill is a high-performance, one-pass, in-memory streaming analytics engine, and it can handle both real-time and offline data and is based on a temporal data and query model. And Trill can be used as a streaming engine, a lightweight in-memory relational engine, and as a progressive query processor, or early query results on partial data. And internally, Trill has been used by developers working on Azure Stream Analytics, Bing Ads, and even Halo. So seeing this go open source is really incredible. Links to the announcement post and the GitHub repo are in the show notes and the description down below. On Channel 9 this week, we might have been off on holiday break, but our homepage and YouTube channel kept getting updates. Donovan Brown and Dan Fernandez put out a three-part series on learning Azure over on Azure Friday, and I always get excited about a new year because it's a really good time to learn new stuff, and Azure is definitely worth learning. So check out the links in the show notes and description for all three parts of the video series. And we've also got a couple of Docker on Azure videos, including a new episode of the DevOps Lab shot in Berlin about running your first Docker container in Azure, as well as a video from the Azure Tips and Tricks YouTube page showing off how to run an app inside a container image in Azure. And over on the IoT show, Olivier is starting the year off right by showing off a live demo of vSense, which is an application built by WinVision on Azure Digital Twins. Links to all these videos are in the show notes and description. I wanted to point out a couple of cool PowerShell posts. So first, over on the tech communities, my pal Anthony Bartolo has a great PowerShell basics post up for showing how to use PowerShell to detect if a string ends with a certain character using the power of regular expressions. And like, if I can nerd out for a moment, regular expressions are one of my favorite things that I love to waste my time with, both because they can be so useful and because the feeling of writing that regex query that works the way you want it to is like getting a million points in Tetris for the Game Boy. All right, anyway, in other PowerShell news, there's a new Azure PowerShell module called AZ out now. And AZ is built to harness the power of PowerShell Core and Cloud Shell and maintain compatibility with Windows PowerShell 5.1. And AZ also ensures that Windows PowerShell and PowerShell Core users will have the latest Azure tooling in every PowerShell on every platform. Version 1.0 was released December 18th, and it's going to be updated with a two-week cadence starting January 15th. And now it's time for my pick of the week. So it's the beginning of the year, and that means that it's fun to both look forward and reflect on the past. And while a big part of me wanted to highlight Taylor Swift's new Reputation tour movie on Netflix, stream Reputation, the tour on Netflix, it is only fitting that this show highlights something a little bit geekier. So over at Gizmodo, my friend and former colleague Matt Novak did the unthinkable. He made a good listicle. I know, I was surprised too. So Matt created what he dubs the definitive list of the top 100 most important technologies ranked by importance. And the usual favorites are there, including the internet, the World Wide Web, the transistor. But there are lots of other technologies on the list, including stuff like scissors and a cow milking machine. As for the most important technology ever invented, well, I'll let you read the post to find out. Personally, I might have ranked the printing press a little bit higher, but it's a really good list. So let me know your favorite technology invention or innovation in the comments down below. And that does it for me. If you liked this video, go ahead and hit that like button on YouTube. And while you're there, subscribe to Microsoft Developer so that you can get all the latest and greatest Channel 9 content. I'm sorry for being gone for so long. I will see you next week.